Welcome to a new era. Hi, my name is Stephen Rofe, host of the new Behind the Mic podcast. The Behind the Mic podcast is now a part of Eagle's Nest Media, which houses this podcast, Behind the Mic, and the Eagle's Nest podcast. So basically, what Behind the Mic podcast is, the Behind the Mic podcast is what the Eagle's Nest radio series used to be. So same kind of content, still interviewing radio hosts and, you know, some other people that work in radio and things along the lines of that. And to help me kick off episode one of Behind the Mic podcast is Darren Harvey from Rewind 89.3 in New Minas, Nova Scotia. Darren, how's it going?
It's going well, man. I'm honored to be guest number one. This is nice, and congratulations on the rebrand. That's great.
Hey, thanks, man. I appreciate that. All right, Darren.
A lot of work, I know.
It was a lot of work in a short amount of time, too, I might add.
Yeah, I bet, man. I bet it was. And I know that you've got a good post for this on your social, so it's not about me. It's hard for me not to be the interviewer, so I'm going to sit here and try to be your guest.
All right, sounds good. So, Darren, how long have you worked in radio?
Well, here's, if my wife is here, she'd be rolling her eyes. I like to say I've been working in radio since the 80s, which is technically true, because my first shift back on AVR was December 24th, 1989. So there was a week left in the 80s, and that's when I first started.
Right on. So in that time, Darren, how many stations have you worked at?
Well, I worked for two companies, let's say, because I worked for AVR, which was eventually bought by MBS, so I'll say that was one. Mm-hmm. And now I work for Stingray, but I'm on a few different Stingray stations doing like a weekend shift here and there. But like my main deal 5 days a week is Rewind.
Right on. So tell us about your current role as morning show host at Rewind 89.3.
Well, when we started Rewind, I'm going to say 15 years ago, it was K-Rock. And that's what the initial brand was until a couple of years ago. And so in the last couple of years, we've had to rebrand the radio station. So, you know, that's why I got a kinship with Brother Steven there, who's just rebranded a podcast and this sort of thing. So I got a sense of that. My job is morning show host, you know, just that. I fly a solo ship every day. It's just me in the studio. My news comes in from Scott in Charlottetown every morning. But other than that, it's really just me in the whole building until salespeople start coming in around 8 o'clock, and do my thing, you know, try to get the phones burning up, try to get some listener calls. We've got a contest line, which I answer live, and we have what we call the good line at 365 good, where you can just call and tell me something good. And, you know, just trying to be a little more positive. There's enough negativity in the world. So the good line exists for that. And I make a post every day inviting people to tell me something good. And it's very active.
For sure. Darren, when did you decide that radio would be a good choice for you?
Wow. You know, it happened for me in high school. When I was a kid, the idea of someone being on the radio, that was just crazy. I mean, that was not attainable for a kid that grew up in the woods in Hants County, Nova Scotia. But I had a teacher who actually went on to be a Supreme Court judge, Jamie Chipman. And he just sort of saw me for what I was. And he wrote a reference letter and said, you need to go to NFCC and take the broadcasting course. And again, even after he wrote this letter and I found out about the course, it just seemed like a silly pipe dream. That's not something that I'm going to do. So after high school, I actually worked swinging a hammer for 3 years. And like so many people, I didn't take care of myself, and my back was just toast. 3 years in, my back, like, it really went out. Mm-hmm. And the employment, unemployment people said, well, you need to retrain to do something. And I said, well, what about this? And they said, yeah, that sounds good. So I applied and I got in. I was working in cable TV in sort of in the interim between like getting out of construction and getting into college. So I had a pretty good handle on editing video and just the day-to-day doldrums of what was, you know, community access TV at that time. We were just, it was just one individual cable company. It wasn't like now where there's big chains. It was just in Windsor, Nova Scotia, Windsor Cable. So it went with that experience and, you know, a good letter from a teacher and enthusiasm, I got into the school. And at that time, even now, I think it's still kind of difficult to get in. You got to have some experience or, you know, some volunteer hours somewhere because they have a lot of applicants for that course.
Right on. So, Darren, what has been your favorite promotion?
Oh, wow. I didn't know you were going to ask that.
I can ask some hard-hitting questions sometimes.
You are. Okay, I'm going to tell you two.
Okay.
We had a pet promotion where people would just, and we're doing it again, actually, called Pet Parade. It used to be where what it is now is people send us pet pictures, and we just randomly pick one, and we've got some cool sponsors that give them cool prizes. When we did it before, it's less cool now, even at the very end of the pandemic, to make people come in. But I always told people they had to come in and bring their pet to collect the prize. And it made for great social media things. So that's a fun contest. As far as promotions go, we have our food drive this week, which is really fulfilling, where we try to stock up the 10 Valley food banks. There's a Christmas promotion, Santa's Little Helpers, where we try to get some disadvantaged young people a merrier Christmas. Those are really nice sort of annual traditions. But the one promotion which I think about a lot, and people still talk to me a lot, it happened 4 years ago, 5 years ago, next month. And it's interesting how some organic things just kind of happen, and they're amazing. My granddaughter was being born. I have an 8-year-old granddaughter and next month a 5-year-old granddaughter. So the mom was going in to have the baby, and of course her husband wanted to be with her and my wife wanted to be with her, and that kind of left me and the 4-year-old. So I went to my boss at the time, Mel Sampson, and I said, I'd like to take a couple personal days because I'm going to be home with Alice. And she's like, yeah, of course, you've never taken a personal day in your life, you go ahead. And I kind of said, just off the cuff, the way you do, I could do the show from Alice's kitchen. And Mel just lit up like, I said, excuse me? And it was the week of Take Your Kid to Work Day. So we did Take Your Work to Kid Day. And I did the morning show from Alice's kitchen for 2 days while her little sister was being born. And I had guests in. I had a children's entertainer, Matt the Music Man. I had a guest in who was doing a charity event for CF, Tim. And we just ran it like we would, like a couple of regular days, except I did it from her kitchen. And I cooked breakfast during music sweeps. And it was so talked about, and people coming up to my wife, you know, in the hospital, has the K-Rock baby been born yet? Has that been, you know, and that's what she got to be known as. So again, like kind of an organic, like how did that happen? I didn't think it would work, but it was really, really effective. So that's a personal favorite because I love my granddaughters, and it just got a lot of traction. It meant a lot to listeners.
That's awesome. I really like that. That was a cool thing you did.
Take your kid to work day, take your work to kid day. Why not back it up, right?
I like it. So, Darren, what has been your favorite interview?
You know, some people are just really, really good. There's a great Hollywood actor, Bill Pullman, who people know from Spaceballs and Independence Day. He came in and like hung out for an hour. That was great. Musically, I'm a really, really big fan of a fellow named AJ Croce, who's Jim Croce's son. And he came to a music festival in our market called the Deep Roots Festival. And we just got on like a house on fire. And he came in and co-hosted the show with me for an hour. And that was amazing. That meant a lot to me. Those two on radio. Can I do TV and radio? Is that fair?
Yeah, sure. Go ahead.
Those two on radio kind of stand out. We have a film festival in our market called Devour the Food Film Festival. And we have like big chefs that come in every year. It's happening in a couple of weeks, actually. And there's a cat named Bob Bloomer who comes every year and makes me breakfast on air. That's fun. Those stand out for radio. I with the TV thing, Miles Goodwin has yet to air, but that meant a lot to me to talk to, you know, a childhood hero from April Wine. We've had some real cats. Dave Gunning is just about the nicest musician in Canada. He's been on the show twice, and I just like talking to Dave because I like talking to Dave. He's a great interview, and he's just the nicest guy. So there's some names.
For sure. So, Darren, what has been your most memorable moment on the air? And that can be radio or TV.
Well, it'll probably be radio because the TV show is so prepped and it's recorded, and radio is live. But there's been memorable moments. We used to do an April Fool's prank every year, and they got bigger and bigger. Where are you geographically? I think I know this, right?
Geographically, I'm about 40 minutes southwest of Miramichi.
Yeah. Okay. Well, yeah, it doesn't matter because I hate to sound like your grandpa, but you're not old enough to remember this. But there was a time when there was independent phone companies for different provinces. Mm-hmm. So we had MT&T, and I think New Brunswick had NBTEL.
Yeah, the NBTEL rings a bell.
Yeah, and so, of course, you know, now it's all Bell. Mm-hmm. So we did a thing that was happening, I'm going to say 20 years ago or something, and we went on and said, since the phone companies are merging, all of the area codes in Nova Scotia are changing to 506 at noon today. Yeah, see, you're getting ahead of me. Don't get ahead of me, Stephen. Yeah. Do not get ahead of me. So, and I just said it real, really dry. I just made it sound like a PSA. So I'm just letting you know your phone number will be area code 506 today. And I wasn't worried about, like, anybody in New Brunswick was listening. They were thinking, well, I'm not affected. This is great. Everybody in the Annapolis Valley was panicked. And people went and got business cards printed. They got their trucks relettered. And we got a little bit of trouble for it, I'll be honest. But it was memorable. I didn't mean to make people angry. I just thought people might find it funny. Some people, like a really small handful of people, didn't find it funny. And they were quick to react. But that was memorable. I mean, I guess when you get in trouble for something, it's memorable.
That was, I asked this question, like I asked all these questions every podcast, and that has to be one that tops the most memorable question right there.
Well, thanks, man. Yeah, it's up there, and of course, it's funny because it involves me and you. It's my area code and yours.
Yeah.
Anyway, I still have a 902 area code, and I see yours is 506, and everything's fine.
Yeah. For sure. So, Darren, what do you think is the most interesting thing about the radio business?
Oh, man, connecting with your listeners is not the most interesting thing. It's everything.
Mm-hmm.
You know, through you want to make that connection, and good radio makes that connection. You always hope you're doing that, right? You always hope that you're reaching people.
Mm-hmm.
And every once in a while, you find out that you are. Most of the time, radio people are in a room by themselves talking to themselves, and that's what crazy people do. but you know, you're hoping you're making that connection. Just recently, through Hurricane Fiona, I went to work on Saturday. Not a big deal. Probably most people listening to this podcast work on Saturday. Not everybody's lucky enough to work Monday to Friday. I generally do work Monday to Friday, but that Saturday, all hell was breaking loose. There was 415,000 Nova Scotia Power customers without power. So I just went in with no show prep and cracked the mic and said, I'm here if you need me. If you don't have any data on your phone, I can look at the map for you and tell you when your estimated restoration is. I started picking up the phone. It just happens that my MLA is the Minister for Emergency Measures in Nova Scotia, and I have a cell phone number. So I get the minister on the phone on air. It just so happens I know a spokesperson for Nova Scotia Power, and I called her. And she said, I am sitting across from the president and CEO of Nova Scotia Power. Would you like him on your show? Yes, I would. So I was keeping people informed. I was keeping people, you know, company on their battery-operated radios. And I've had so much feedback from that over the last few weeks of people saying, you know, thank you for that. Like, I just, it was just a little local connection because CBC had all kinds of regional coverage. Mm-hmm. But they weren't talking to my listeners. So you make that, when you make that connection, that's the best part. Through the pandemic a couple times, like there was a while through the pandemic when I was the only person allowed to go to my work. The other afternoon announcer worked from home. All the salespeople worked from home. I would check in around 5 a.m. I would unlock the door, turn off the alarm. I would do my show. I watered plants. I cleaned toilets. I was the only person in the building for months and months. And there were people in my shoes who heard me. And I lost it a couple of times. I cried three times on air. And every time I did, there was this connection, this crazy connection. And people were coming and writing post-it notes and putting it on the window of the studio. We're blessed with a studio that's right at street level. You can drive right up and see us do our shows. And there were people driving up and leaving me notes on the window and stuff. That's when you've made that connection, man. And when you make that connection, you win.
That's for sure. So Darren, if you weren't going to be in radio, Darren, what was your next choice?
I don't know. There's a lot of construction in my family. I guess I could be swinging a hammer, which is what I did before, although it's hard on me. I don't know. It's really nice to get paid from the neck up, I'll tell you. I mean, I guess TV, if that's not too much of a cop-out, staying in broadcasting, I could have done something. You know, I kind of thought I would end up in TV. I never thought, even going to broadcasting school when I first got in, I just assumed I'd be a cameraman or an editor or something. And I started doing radio in school because you have to do both. And they said, well, look, you know, you're pretty good. And someone suggested I apply for a part-time job. And I was like, okie dokie. And here we are.
For sure. Darren, what is one thing you'd like to tell anybody who's looking to get into the radio business?
Love it. You're not going to get rich right away. You're not going to get, probably not going to get rich ever. But if you want to make a difference in your community, then this is one great way to do it. And if you do want to make a difference in your community, you will be great at it because that's all it is. Is, you know, touching these people, metaphorically speaking, just, you know, touching, reaching out to people and reaching people and letting them, just letting them know you're there. So that would be, you know, my advice is live and local, man. Let that be your mantra, live and local. Mm-hmm. Know your market and know your market like nobody else. Be the guy. Be that guy. Be that girl, be that person that just people can come to and go, you know, I need this, I need that. You know, there was one day some years ago where I got two phone calls. Well, one person needed a javelin because their kid was in track and field and they wanted to use it for the summer, and somebody else needed a bicycle built for two. And I took that those calls within an hour of each other, and I got one person a Javelin and I got another person a bicycle built for two. Be that person. Like, that's weird, but it's true.
That's for sure. So, Darren, you were telling me before we hit record here that you host a TV show on Eastlink TV called East Coast Music Unplugged. Tell us about that.
Oh, man, thanks for asking. That's cool of you. It's going into Season 10. Season 10 starts on October 18th. It's what the Brits would call a chat show. It's a half-hour show, runs on Eastlink exclusive. So it's two interview segments, and the last segment is a music segment. And we've had great guests from, like I mentioned, Dave Gunning. Just favorites. Charlie Acourt has been on. Young man from Europe, Your Neck of the Woods, who has a little song called Inner Ninja, I bet you know.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
This season kicks off with Rollins Cross, you know, just a legendary group, super nice. Also on this season, Brooklyn Blackmore, Chris Kirby, Christina Martin, T. Thomason, and Miles Goodman from April Wine. So, you know, we get Juno winners just about every year. Had Heather and Jimmy Rankin, like over the years, you just get lucky. And sometimes you just pick up the phone and you just spin the wheel and say, I wonder if Miles Goodman would do the show, and he said yes. So, we're going into season 10. Season 10 starts on the 18th, and it's a labor of love. It takes a lot of time to prep a TV show. My wife is amazing at prepping, so she actually does a lot, if not most, 90% of the research, and I just sort of rearrange it when she's done. And I'm really pleased with it. Thanks for asking about it, man.
Yeah, no trouble. So Darren, I forgot to throw in another question before that one. When can people catch you on the air?
Atlantic time, 5:50-ish to 9:50-ish. Rewind893.ca if you're listening online. That's my. I crack the mic before 6 and say how'd you do, and then. You know, we get news at the half hour, at the hour and half hour, right through to 8:30.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, some regular features and then just whatever's coming up that day. And, 5:50 to 9:50.
Right on. So, Darren, I have a lot of questions for you. Do you have any questions from my end?
I'm just thrilled that you're doing this. I think it's great. It is your ultimate goal to end up in radio or TV or something, or is this just something you're doing to pass your time?
Yeah, I think my goal is to end up in radio or TV at some point in my life.
But you're still very young, right? You're still going to high school, right?
Grade 11, yeah.
Yeah, that's amazing, man. God, you got it together. And you do this from a home studio?
Yeah, I'm in my bedroom right now. We have a studio set up with a school, too, that I use from time to time. But, yeah, most of the stuff, especially with Behind the Mic, is done from my house.
Does your high school have any cool AV courses or anything, or is this just something that you've taken on your own?
I'm taking a course right now called Personal Interest 1, and that allows you to... you know, dive into things. Like, I have an hour a day right now set aside for podcasting and for, you know, editing the podcasts and posting them and producing them and stuff like that. So, yeah.
That's great. I hope you get a really, really high mark on this. Nobody else in your class is doing what you're doing, I'm guessing.
Yeah, no, it's just me. I'm the only one.
No, it's just you. And that's amazing. Good for you and good for your teachers, man. Your instructors are forward-thinking, beautiful people, and that's really smart and really lovely that you can do that. But it checks out, mm-hmm. because why not let someone's interest you know, dictate the education. I think that's great. Good for them, man. And good for you. Congratulations.
Yeah. Thanks, man. I appreciate that. You have any other questions?
No, I think that's it. I just thank you for the opportunity. It's nice to talk radio, and I appreciate you letting me give the TV show a plug. I just appreciate what you're doing, man. Thanks.
Yeah. Thanks for coming on the podcast. It was greatly appreciated.
Great pleasure, man. Thanks again.
Yeah, no trouble. I'll get you to stay on the line for just a sec.
Yeah.
That was Darren Harvey, host of The Morning Show, Rewind 89.3 in New Minas, Nova Scotia, and as well as host of East Coast Music Unplugged on Eastlink TV. And that's a wrap on episode 1 of the Behind the Mic podcast.